Welcome everybody, Shin number 1592, Lenat Rey Lilinishmas Moshe Dave Ben Ravanzis Lilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe, the Fush Lemi Yaakov Ben Sarah, getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, I just want to finish up our subject of food. We're talking about food in conjunction with Muksa. Of course, our Simen is Shin Ches. We just took a little bit of a turn onto Simen Shin Yud. We're trying to see inside the halachas of food. We started talking about food. Reb Simcha Ben Amkon brought down, a few shiurim ago, we quoted in reference to Muksa, how food is not Muksa, so we wanted to see the subject inside the category of food in conjunction with Muksa, and which is not in Simen Shin Ches, it's in our Simen Shin Yud. Okay, let's just sum it up and finish off with this, then we'll go back hopefully next year, Bezrat Hashem, to Muksa Machmas Chasar and Kis. So we have so far that when it comes to food, as long as the food is regular, edible food, in general, it's not muksa. Now, there are certain times that food is muksa. We did. It's not, people say food is never muksa. It's not true. It depends what, when, and where. Number one, we said when the food is attached to the tree, that's for sure muksa, and pulling it off the tree is one of the lametes malachas of koitzer. If it falls off the tree, it was attached on before Shabbos, and it falls off Shabbos morning, it would still be muksa. You're not allowed to take it. Even though you say it's an edible apple that fell down on Shabbos morning, it's muksa. But in general, if it's regular edible food that's detached, the Machaber told us in Simen Shin Yud Sif Beis, it's not a problem, would not be muksa, and even if it's set aside to sell, it would also not be muksa. And the Mishnah Berurah told us, because of the fact that a person, in Sif Katan Dalet, the Af Agav Daim L'Mischari, even though somebody has, let's say, a fruit store in their house, Daitei Aleim Lechel Mehem Kishir, their das is to eat it, in case in time, if need be, when if they want to, they would be able to eat it. And they haven't. In other words, they didn't set their mind not to use it. But and then we quoted last year also, what about an esrog? Esrogim, even though it's quote unquote, you could say possibly it's food. Esrogim before Sukkot, we saw was taka muksa machmas chaser and kiss. We brought down from the Dirish, brought down ice number two from Reb Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos Gehel Chasabah. We did quote what I wanted to mention. We did quote from the, we ended off the shir from the Big Day Yesha, that even though fruits like nuts and various different type of fruits, again, it could be any foods. We're saying fruits, but that's, fruits is something that the when we talk about food in general, fruits were something accessible to people in those days especially, and it's something, it's a natural thing, fruits, right? But it goes on all types of food. It's not just fruits. It's anything. That's what Mecham says, shar peiris, but it means anything, any edible type of food. So the Big Day Yeshataka said, if somebody has these fruits, let's say, and they are makbid, they're very makbid, that nobody should touch them, dinim kamuksa, they taka would be muksa. So it has to be right, it has to be good. I have a fruit store, I have food set aside in my store, but whatever, if I need some, I go take it. It's not like, I'm not like who knows what. Whereby if it's dishes, cutlery, these different type of things, even though it's quote unquote usable, but it's not something I'm going to go take. Well, I need a dish, I'll go to my store. It's not some people, when it comes to food, the person needs food, right? The person needs the food. I'll take an apple. I ran out, I'll grab an apple from the store. So it's more of a usable type thing. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, Daitilem. But if somebody's taka makbid, the Big Day Yesha taka said, and they have these fruits that they're selling in their house, right, during the week, and it's locked up or whatever, and very makbid, nobody should taka touch it. So then, yeah, that would also taka be muksa. Now, just ending off, like I said, then we'll try and get back to our regular chaser and kiss upcoming shiurim and move on from there. Muksa machmas gufay. There's obviously a klisha melachta leiser. There's so many various different categories in muksa that we have to cover. Bezrus Hashem. And then we have to go through the various different klolim, how to work with muksa, when, what, when and where, how to move something need be. We have to talk about buses and various different type of things. A foundation, somebody comes home and they throw their car keys on into a drawer. How do we work that? People ask all the time, I have muksa in a drawer and I have not muksa. Could I open the drawer? Could I not open the drawer? What do you have in the drawer? Right? These have so many shilas come up in muksa on a weekly basis. Okay. So not just finishing off, so there's another type of muksa also in conjunction with food. Sometimes we don't have it so much today, but he brings down that somebody puts up Ava Gregoris Mukum, again, all found in Simon Shin Beis, Gregoris Mukum, Shemanichem, Muksa Liyabsham. They put it out to dry. Again, these are not so much people in the city. We don't find this that much, but these are things that are still done. Is a certain B'Shabbos B'Shem Muksa. There's certain times a person put certain foods on a certain in a certain way before Shabbos, and they're maksa daita from. In other words, they set it aside and they take their mind off it. Then that would also be muksa for certain reasons. So he says in this case, for example, Shein Masrichas Kodem Sheis Yabshu, like it has a bad type of smell possibly. Kevin Sheidei Sheyasrichu, since the person knows that these type of fruits, the way it's put aside, these raisins or whatever the case is, Shemanicha Moisam the Kevin, it could be again, it could be anything, but this is just a case, an example that he's giving. The Kevin we're reading again from the Mechabes Sef Beis and Shin Yud. The Kevin Sheidei Sheyasrichu, since the person knows it's going to smell, Hesech Daite Mehem. The Masich Das from it. In other words, they take their mind off it. The Maksa Daite, and again, that would be fall under the guidelines of muksa have muksa, even though you say, what do you mean, food, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu afil, Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Yod Aleph, Hainu afil betiltul is asurim, you can't move it, have a hein kavonim va'ofer, taka fall under the category of muksa machmas gufay, it's like stones and dirt, right, type of a thing, stones and sand, dirt, these type of things, whatever, muksa machmas gufay. Yeah, so over here we see food. Okay, you'll say maybe it's possibly not edible, so be it as it may. There is such a case in time, but the point being over here that he says since it's gonna, a person knows it's gonna smell, they see they may see achdaite from it. So that's how he brings it down. So if there's a case in time that a person knows for whatever reason, like we saw from the Big Day Yasha brought down, even regular fruits, if somebody is a case in time where they totally set their mind off of it, it could also be muksa. But be it as it may, if there's takasiba, but if there's a general, it's just a general case, like we said in the Yitzhar Aloch has brought down, I have food set aside for a simcha, right? I put away all these different type of cakes and cookies for my bar mitzvah for Tuesday, whatever. Okay, so if I want to take a cookie, go take a cookie. The fact that you set it aside, just stam like that, is not going to make it muksa. The fact that I set aside, it's Friday night, well, I set aside these cookies for dessert for the guests who are coming Shabbos morning. I want to take a cookie now. Isn't the hate? Go take a cookie. It's no problem because it's not enough of a setting aside. It's not going to really close the deal, as they say, on muksa. And in general, we say the foods are not muksa. But these various different cases that we did talk about in the last few shiurim, there would be muksa in certain cases, even though it is food, quote unquote, sometimes even edible food. But be it as it may, the general concept is even though one did set it aside for a simcha, whatever the case is, as long as it's a regular edible food, would not be muksa. We'll see different type of things. We have to talk about raw foods and frozen foods and how that works. That's a totally different subject in muksa, which we're not going to get into at all, and we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha, bracha, kol tov.